Pelham Today received the following letter from Andrew Watts regarding the current housing crisis and the role the government plays in how to improve the issue. It's hardly surprising to read an opinion piece based on the NDP's doctrines on spending other folks' money regardless of any regard for the inevitable, negative impact on the economy. The saddest part of the entire thought process is that all political parties, and their politicians, now follow all the same ideas. Regardless of what each party pretends to be, they are far more alike than different, all left of center to varying degrees yet still trying to show they are different, with each party unwilling to negotiate with another, merely mouthing empty promises and claiming their own party only has all the right answers. During all the current development and sanity regarding the huge and damaging property price hikes caused by COVID, along with the building more faster joke, for which there is no plausible or rationale offered showing it has any economic benefit, apart from for the development industry, and the planning staff who have caused this crisis. Yet throughout all the discussions, articles and reports, I have yet to see any mention of non-market housing, aka public housing. I've written often stating that the only way affordable housing for all can be built is by 100% tax-funded dollars. No politician, planner or developer will admit this. Every party is now offering no more than various NDP-style policies that solely rely on taking other folks' money, the taxpayers' money, and primarily, wasting it on economic policies that only require even more of our taxes to even survive. Andrew Watts, Wainfleet.